Hey guys, my name is Nicole Carlson and welcome to The Nicole Carlson Show. This show is about coming back to yourself and living the life you desire. And the reason this is so, so important to me is because in my 20s, I was living a life that I hated. I was married to a man that I didn't trust. And I was in a career I hated. And I felt dead inside. I felt empty inside. And I felt trapped. And I just shut down emotionally and just lived my life on autopilot. And I know that so many of us are doing this. And I know that we are shut down because we're in pain. We feel like we have to compromise. We feel like we have to give up on what we want to get some of what we want. And we're miserable. And I believe that what happens is we have some pain, we start living like this, and then something happens in our life where we have sort of an awakening. And for me, my mom got cancer at 47, and she passed away before she even turned 48. And that was big for me because I realized that time is short. We only have so long on this earth. And I knew that I couldn't keep living the way I was living, if you could even call it that. But I didn't know what to do. I did not know how to change my situation. And so what I did was I got a divorce. I sold my house. And one day I quit my job. I sold my car 1 hour later. And the next day I was on a one-way ticket to Spain. And I traveled over the next 8 months. And then I kept coming back and then leaving and traveling again. Here's the thing. I didn't heal from my pain. I didn't take care of some of the things that I was going through in my 20s. And so my problems followed me. My problems followed me in my 30s. Because if you do not fix whatever's going on in your relationship to money, in your business, those problems will follow you. So you can leave that relationship. You can leave your business. You can get a new job that pays you more money, but you are going to fall into the same patterns because there's healing that needs to be done. We have subconscious things going on, beliefs that keep us from really making a change in our lives, from really being able to flip that switch. And so I wanted for me to start living my life and doing what I wanted to do and feeling alive. And once I got that, I wanted that for other people because I saw that so many people were going through the same thing I was, where they had problems in their marriage and problems in their relationships and trauma that they hadn't healed from. And they were hurting. And it is causing them money problems and problems in their business, and they feel trapped. And I want them to know that there's a solution. There's an out. And it could be a one-way ticket to Spain, but it doesn't have to be that. You can heal and go through figuring out who you are and what you want in the comfort of your own home. And so that's what this podcast is about. That's what this show is about. And if you are here today and you're listening to my podcast and you're listening to these shows, what I want you to know is that you can change everything in your life. You have the power to do that. And I want to give you as much as I can to help empower you. But really, ultimately, it's up to you. So there's a few things I have for you besides the show. If you go to my, I have a Facebook group called The Revival. If you go to Facebook, type in The Revival or go into the show notes, there is a link to my Facebook group where I have Facebook Lives and I give you guys more support. So that is free for everyone. I also, if you go to the show notes, have a free training, how to 10X your life and get the passion you crave. That is also in the show notes. So go check that training out. And then for a very select few, if my message resonates with you, if you know that you are in this situation where you are unhappy in your life, basically, but in your relationships and in your business or in your career, and you feel like just everything is off in your life, then there's an application in the show notes to apply to work with me. So go to the show notes, check that out, and apply to work with me. And we'll see if we're a good fit, and then we'll go forward. Hammock is always fun, like a bit of a challenge. Okay, I'm here. How is everybody? So, I've been going through some stuff, obviously, because I do my lives based on, say hi, I don't know who's on. I do my lives based on what I feel intuitively. And is that Rex? I think that's Rex. And this yesterday and today, I've been feeling very, let's use the word unmotivated, but I figured it out. I worked through all that stuff that I posted about yesterday and and then I realized it's this vegan thing that I'm doing, and I'm like, fuck that. So I'm eating meat, and I did it the wrong way, which is fine. But it was just like, today I was really like, what the hell is going on? Why am I so emotional? So crazy. So I want to talk about, what do you do when you're having a difficult time, when you're going through something, right? Because no matter how good your life is, you're going to have these emotional things where maybe you didn't eat the right food, or maybe, hey Kyle, or maybe, you know, something happened in a relationship, or, you know, any number of things can happen. And what do you do to stay grounded, to stay focused and work out? That's what I do now. Cool. Yes. But what else? I mean, like, what else? Because you can only work out for so long during the day, right? So what do you do with the other 22 hours, right? And really, what we have to do is we have to stay focused on our vision, stay focused on where we're going, and not look at the way we, well, obviously look at the way we feel and look at what's going on, but not stay focused on that. Stay focused on our vision, what we want. Because if we focus on what's going on and the things that are coming in today and all the things that are wrong, obviously we're going to manifest more of that. And that's not what we want. But we want to move towards our vision. We want to validate that and not our current situation, because a lot of times we're always in transition. We're always moving from here to there. We're always like going in a certain direction, right? Trying to get the six-pack abs, the money, the soulmate relationship, all the things. So we're always moving towards our destination. But sometimes it takes a long time. Sometimes it takes longer than we would like. Sometimes we get down or upset about how long things are taking. But when we're focused on the gap, we create the gap. When we're focused on soulmate job, that's what I'm ready for. We're on it. When we're focused on the gap, then we get more of the gap. When we're focused on where we are, then we get more of the things that we don't want that we're trying to move away from, right? So we need to focus on our vision. And that is super powerful, because say we're having a bad day, say we're in an uncomfortable situation where we're moving through a lot of like healing or whatever's going on, we don't want to stay in that because it's uncomfortable. But if we move to our vision, then we can get that feeling that will move us faster, close in the gap. Hey, Phil, close in the gap and bring that vision to life. And that's exactly what I did when I manifested Marco. Like, I was looking at the gap for a long time before I manifested him. And I was like, why can't this happen? And it couldn't happen because I was actually thinking, why can't this happen, right? And so I was manifesting it not happening into reality, right? And so then I was just like, got to that May 31st and was just like, I don't care. I don't care if this is possible. I'm just going to move here. And when I moved there with my thoughts, with my emotions, and I visualized for 3 days, which I know you guys are all logic people, and spending 3 days in a dream state thinking about what's not real seems illogical, seems like a waste of time. But now that you heard the outcome and what actually happened, you're like, huh, you know, because I'm logical too. Like, I would never do that normally. No, let me do something and make this happen. But things don't happen by you just doing the work. If you spend more time in the feeling the feeling and thinking the thoughts, and actually saying what you want and being to that outcome, then you get there faster. You naturally get there faster. That's the same with like making money in your business, or, you know, competing in a bodybuilding competition, which Kyle and I are gonna do this year. You just talk about the end result. You just talk about where you're going. You don't really think about, you know, how much time that you have to spend in the gym or the food that you have to, you know, you don't think about that stuff. You move out of that uncomfortable situation into, I've already won. I'm already there. And so how you move through the difficult times is you stay focused on the end result. where you're going. You start calling that in. And then the gap closes. There is no gap, right? And you manifest the reality that you want. I actually have something. What do I have on here? I actually have something on my refrigerator that says, "This is not real. Stop validating it." And it just reminds me that it's like that saying, "This too will pass." It just reminds you that wherever you are, it's only going to last as long as you keep validating it, right? So if you're overweight, you're gonna stay overweight as long as you keep validating that you're overweight by eating donuts, right? If you're in an unhappy situation, whatever that is, it's going to keep, like, I know that being vegan and the way I did it was wrong because my body's like, "You're going to sleep." I'm like, "Fuck, I can't get out of bed. I'm tired," right? So I know that if I want that situation to change, then I've got to stop validating it and eat some meat, right? Or get a coach. So wherever you are, look at it, be honest with yourself at what needs to change, and then start focusing on what you want. Really hone in on what you want. Do you guys have questions? Is this making sense? This is manifesting, right? You keep manifesting whatever you don't want as long as you stay mentally there. As long as you keep talking about your bank account that's on empty, or the job that you hate, or the weight that you can't lose, and talking about the gap that the reasons you can't get there, you keep manifesting the old, right? As long as you keep saying these things and validating it and staying in that. So, do you have questions, comments? How long have I been on? Not for very long. This is really short. I thought it was going to be longer. So, I am now eating meat. I could stay and work that out, but I'm just like not available, not to have energy. So, I'm just like, quickest way is just for me to start eating meat, and then I'll figure out the vegan thing if I want to do it later. It's not a big deal. What does focusing on what you want look like in practical terms? Okay. Help me out. Like, in what situation? So while you type in the situation that you want to me to talk about, I'll just talk about with Marco. What I did was I just visualized him proposing, us getting married, us living together on the beach, right? So I visualize the end result. With my bodybuilding competition, I visualized me winning every single day. Like, when I went to the gym, I visualized me winning. I visualized being the woman that won. Practical terms with Marco, as soon as I realized that I manifested him, I went through my house and I redecorated, got rid of all the stuff that reminded me of my ex, and I sold all the stuff that was my ex's on Craigslist, and then I also got rid of my wedding ring. So in practical terms, that's what I did to move my ex out to get Marco to move in, which is, I'm still working on that. Like, when you have a bad thought, do you just push it away and then deliberately visualize your end result? Yes. Yes, absolutely. So with being vegan, right, I had a lot of bad thoughts today because it really made me feel depressed. And I was like, okay. So then I realized that I had to eat meat, right? I realized that I had to do something. And then I realized that I'm not actually a depressed person, and these feelings were related to the diet, and I was not available for that. And then what I want is to have energy. So then I knew what to do as far as that, and I just went to the store and bought meat and ate it, right? So that's very like, turn that around. But when I manifested Marco on May 31st, I had these thoughts that came in that said, he doesn't even call, he doesn't text you, he never asks to hang out, and when you do ask to hang out with him, he says no. And I was like, no, I'm not available for that. I don't care. Don't tell me the facts. I'm just going to visualize us getting married. Like, it was a huge leap for us to go from he, like, he was literally telling me for a year, I'm not ready for a relationship. So I just had to be like, nope, unavailable for that. We're just gonna go here. I don't know how we're getting there, but this is all I'm available for. So with that, it happened really quickly because I had done the work on healing and some other stuff for the relationship stuff. But sometimes you have to keep visualizing what you want and all these, and it's daily where these things come in. Like, honestly, I had to, yeah, it is scary because you're putting your heart on the line. Right? I literally did this. I did this for a year before I actually manifested it. On May 31st, it was very different. Like, the whole experience was different, and the decision to manifest him was very different. But for a year, I was like, nope, we're supposed to be together. I wasn't able to consistently have that vision and move toward it, which is why he would like come up in my life and like a mirage where I'd see him and then I didn't see him. Like, we would hang out, talk, and then we wouldn't hang out and talk. And I was like, what the fuck is this shit? I know he loves me or else he wouldn't keep coming back around. But like, why is this not consistent? And it was because my vision wasn't consistent, right? So yeah, it is very scary. But like, when you stay consistent with your vision, you stay in that, you also know what to do, right? You know that you need to be eating meat. You need to get off of Adderall. You need to sell all your ex's stuff that's in the house. You need to, run your business. You need to put out offers. You need to, whatever it is. You know what you need to do. But mentally, the hard part is just staying focused on your vision and being unavailable for anything else, right? So, great questions. I hope that answers everything for you guys. Tomorrow, I'm going to be in Miami. So I'm excited about tomorrow. And I will see you guys from Miami tomorrow. Okay, bye. Hey guys, thank you so much for being here with me today. And everything that we talked about is over in the show notes, including ways that we can stay in touch. And if you enjoyed this episode, please hit subscribe and go over to the comments and leave me a little comment, because that would mean the world to me. And I will see you guys on the next episode.